let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us This Week in America. The Power of Childhood Dreams is a book of childhood desires for fame and riches when older. The story involves an old man who, having fulfilled his own childhood dreams, tells three children of his journey through life, what his positive thoughts were, what he believed, and the reason he achieved those dreams to be a doctor. The Power of Childhood Dreams, second edition, written by Linda Hayher and Louise Blair. Linda has over 40 years of experience in nursing, different specialties in both emergency and community hospitals. She worked within the operating rooms for around 20 years, becoming the service manager, overseeing 8 operating rooms, 3 recovery rooms, and a staff of over 150, involved in local drama groups, one that helps young people with learning challenges to perform their own plays, mother, grandmother, author of 3 books on Amazon, including Turn Pain Off, which she discussed with us on a recent This Week in America. And Louise has an extensive background in customer service, for the last 8 years working for a social research company and running her own direct sales business. Louise feels that through direct sales, she learned about the need for self-development, which fed nicely into some of the themes in the book, Believing in Yourself, Achieving Your Dreams. Linda Hayher and Louise Blair, authors of The Power of Childhood Dreams from the United Kingdom, with us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have both of you with us.
Good to be here. Hi.
Really enjoyed the book, and as I was saying beforehand, it was designed for people decades younger than I am, but I could learn something going back through the book as well. Great lessons in the book. First of all, how did the idea for this book come about? Why did you decide, okay, let's work together and do this book? How did this book happen?
Well, I think through self-development, there's a lot of information for adults with regard to positive thinking and the laws of attraction and such like. And I felt that that's something that if it was brought into children's knowledge at an early age, it would set them off in a more positive course through their development.
Louise, from your standpoint, and explain the relationship with Linda, because the two of you are close writing partners as well as closer to real life as well, aren't you?
Yes, Linda is my son's grandmother. So Linda came to me with her, it was kind of her brainchild, it was her idea, and then we kind of developed it together. We both had kind of the same vision for what we wanted of it, so it wasn't difficult.
Yeah, and this was a real family project. What other family members, I understand, were involved in doing some proofreading and ideas and giving you a little guidance. Some of the younger members of the family as you went along, didn't they?
Yes. My son, Linda's grandson as well, was involved in making sure that him and his friends would read it.
And then the book is beautifully illustrated as well. It really helps tell the story, doesn't it? It advances the story. Beautiful color pictures in the book. The book we're talking about, The Power of Childhood Dreams, second edition, Linda Hayher and Louise Blair, the authors. Books available at bookventure.com at the bookstore. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the general theme of the book. And I mentioned that an older gentleman, having fulfilled his own childhood dreams, is talking to 3 younger children. He sort of comes upon them, or they come upon him, by accident, don't they? He, in fact, has an accident. Talk about the old man and the stories he's able to tell the children, because they're going through that period where they're asking each other, so what do you want to be when you get big, type of thing. Talk about the older gentleman, because he's a very wise man, isn't he?
Yeah, I think that was actually quite tricky in the beginning, to bring it in to that story where the children would be able to speak to them, because children, quite rightly, are told not to speak to strangers. So that's why we did it with the old man having a fall to start with.
And with the parents being involved, and certainly stranger danger is a big thing. So it was a little bit tricky, but we did kind of want the wise older gentleman, someone who had been there, and was able to, you know, a kind of grandfather figure.
Yes.
And often children don't, well, not often, but there are times where children don't necessarily listen to their parents with regards to that information, but they'll take it on board better if it's coming from someone that they don't particularly know.
Yeah, and it's interesting you say it was difficult introducing the character. He has a fall, Liam finds him. And it's interesting because as the three children, Liam, Mary, and John, are talking about what they expect out of life, what their goals are, what they would like to be when they get big, he comes back into the picture again. And they're concerned about him at first, aren't they? They're a little scared, yeah. Like, how do we react? Liam said that's fine and explains the story. And you're right, he's able to give them advice because he really didn't come in and say, okay, kids, I'm going to teach you a lesson, did he? That it all came out of a conversation.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
And let's talk about his background, because the kids can really relate to him. When the old man grew up, he really was interested in fame and fortune like most kids are.
Yes, and I think children relate to that. Maybe not at the age that we're aiming for at the moment, but sometime in their life they will be thinking about it. And maybe they'll just remember what was written in the book as to regard the positive aspect of that and really going for your dreams or desires.
Yeah, I think that was part of it. Like Linda said, I think there's a lot of things out there for adults with regards to this, and there isn't always that the same kind of thing with kids, and it's about how to get through to them. So I think a gentle conversation that feeds into something they can understand rather than an adult teaching at them, this is what you have to do, that's... But yeah, we spent a bit of time developing that part and making sure that that was right. And we feel like we got it right. I feel like it's a realistic...
Well, yes, it is, the way you presented it. And the three children are 10 years old, so that they're that age where they're starting to sort of fantasize what they're going to be. And as the old man is talking, he actually is a doctor, but he did not start off that way. What he lost his dad to a disease, and that sort of gave him a mission in life. Talk about that aspect of it, because everybody starts off with, well, I'm going to be rich. I don't know how I'm going to be rich necessarily, but I know that I'm going to be rich. And then you gave him a sort of a fulfillment in life, didn't you, as he shifted to doing something that was going to contribute.
Yeah, because we wanted to make sure that it wasn't, I mean, you're right, that's kind of, especially when you're young, you want to be rich, you want to be famous, you want to be a fireman, you don't really think of the process of getting there. And I think we wanted to give him something, because we do, obviously, the part where he's explaining to them of how he became a doctor and his background, but we did want to give him something more personal as well, because teaching the kids that it's not just about famous, it's not just about money. You could have all the money in the world and possibly still not be happy.
Yes.
So envisaging his wife and his children and his family and fulfillment that way as well.
Yeah, it's very much about having a fulfilled life and a life with purpose. If you don't have purpose in your life, you get sort of lost. You don't know what you're here for, where you're meant to be going. And I think it's important to have a purpose in your life.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the doctor says, ah, Mary, all that we are is the result of what we think. You can do anything you choose to do. You only have to believe it. And that's a simple but very powerful message, isn't it? It's mindset.
Absolutely, yeah.
And
what we put out there is what we get back in, and that's the basics, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then as this gentleman is a doctor and he's fulfilling that part of his life, but he still feels that something is missing. And he introduces the three youngsters to the power of attraction. Talk about that, because that's such a valuable lesson for all of us to learn.
Yeah, the power of attraction is based on having a high vibrational energy and through positive thoughts. And actually putting out to the universe actually what your desires are, and then taking steps towards an action towards achieving those desires. So it's not just a matter of saying, oh, I wish I had this,
and then you get it,
because you don't. And basically you have to think it through and what are the steps then to help me achieve that. So we all create our own life.
And it's interesting because all three take what he says to heart and they all see results in their own lives. The book is The Power of Childhood Dreams, second edition. Linda Hayher and Louise Blair, the authors, are guests on the program. Books available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You also can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. For example, in Mary's case, she wanted to spend more time with her dad. And she wishes, hope things go in that direction, and all of a sudden the family is spending more time together. It sort of shows that when you wish for something, well, he says attracting what you think you wish for, you should be able to achieve it. And being thankful, that's something else that's so important, isn't it? And that's a big message in the book. Every day, stop and be thankful.
I think that's such an important message for anyone, but it's certainly something that I taught Liam as his mother, that Linda taught Liam as his grandmother. It's something that we've, I mean, it's at the heart of the of family, but of values, basically, anyway. And sometimes we do forget. Life gets busy. Sometimes we can get bogged down by stresses, and that includes children as well. And it's just, about remembering to stop and just be thankful of what you have. Do you know Pollyanna story?
Yes. How long did it take from the time you decided, let's write this book, until you felt the book was finished and ready to be published? And I ask that because, as you alluded to, this wasn't as simple as just sitting down on a weekend afternoon and putting the book together. You carefully crafted the messages and you carefully presented the messages so that they're very entertaining for the target audience, the young reader. How long did it take and what was that process like to get this to the point where, okay, we've achieved those goals, we're ready now to let the public see this?
We were trying to figure that out. It probably took a while, but that's because we were doing it in between other things, of course, both working and parents and things. We probably, a few months, we went back and forward. Linda would write a bit, I would write a bit, then we would kind of give each other our own ideas to make sure it didn't read as if two people were writing it. And then we would write together and then we would change bits. Certainly the thing with the gentleman speaking to the kids, that took a bit of,
Linda, go ahead.
Yeah, and we also, in the process of certain drafts, we're giving them to people, other people to read to get another aspect of it. And I think one of the things that came out from proofreading of it was the part about taking a bit more care at the beginning for when Liam met the old man and making sure that the parents were involved. And I thought that was really actually very valuable to know.
It was important for us to get that in there because it's... We don't be promoting kids talking to strangers.
It was a very logical introduction with the, as I said, the sort of the reluctance in the beginning and the fact that Liam was okay because he was in the house and mom was taking care of him after he fell. And I know who he is. It's going to be okay. Talk a little bit about the dialogue and advancing the story with the dialogue. How tricky is that to use dialogue, not too much of it, but enough that sounds realistic coming out of the mouth of a 10-year-old or the mouth of the old man who's the doctor, and never, moving the story.
That's never simple.
I think that Liam.
Yeah.
Liam's help.
Liam was a little younger than they were in the book when we were kind of, but around that age. So, we kind of based it on things that my son might say, or we did change quite a few things that we had originally wrote that Liam said, nobody says that.
Well, the book is quite realistic as I'm reading this. I can see the three youngsters there as they're talking and what they go through with the families and trying to find success in their lives. And there's a great scene with the science fair. And you see that, they did listen to the message. And that message will obviously stay with them for the rest of their lives. Such a nice job you did on this book, The Power of Childhood Dreams. Are you working on any other books?
Not at this present time. I have also I've got a third book out, a fiction book called Ruby Ransom, and it's a fiction book. Again, it's an adventure come suspense come thriller, but it's taking in my experience from some of my nursing aspect and also my experience from travel.
Yeah, it's not a children's book, but no. It's a really good read.
Linda, you've got a wide variety of books, a repertoire that you're dealing with there, the Turn Pain Off we talked about, which is helping so many people, the children's book, which is inspirational, a charming book that's helping a lot of people, and you've got a fiction book that sounds like it's going to be interesting as well. How far along are you in that book?
Well, that is actually on Amazon, at this present time.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. And Louise, from your standpoint, are you working on anything else? And what was this experience like for you?
This was something completely different for me. Like I said, it was Linda's brainchild. So when she came to me and said that she would like to do it together, it was really interesting. I always have lots of different things going on. I like to try new things, and it was a nice experience writing it. So I personally don't have plans for any other books at the moment, but you never know.
You know, it's interesting. I mentioned in the beginning working in direct sales, and you found that there were a number of themes that were that apply to what you're doing in direct sales that apply to 10, 12 teenagers as they're making their way out there. Did you learn something as well in writing this book? Was this informative for you as well?
Absolutely. It's not, obviously it's not memoirs, it's not real, but it's still cathartic in its own way. It's good to put things down on paper, and it certainly reminded me to be thankful again too. Practice what you preach. You have to be a product of your product, of course.
Yes.
So, yeah, no, it did teach me something again. It takes you back, because I worked alongside Linda, but we also worked alongside Liam as well. So it was nice to have his views on things and remembering what it's like to think as a child.
Yes, it had to be quite an experience working together and sharing this and then seeing the finished product, which I say is a beautiful front cover. It's beautifully illustrated. The book is The Power of Childhood Dreams, second edition. Linda Hayher, that's H-E-H-I-R, and Louise Blair are the authors of the book. The book is available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. A second website that we've been showing on the YouTube version of the program is acupuncturehealthclinic.co.uk. That is Linda's website. You can get information there as well on the book. Linda, Louise, this has been fun. I really enjoyed having you on the program. Have been enjoyed reading the book as well, because there's a lot that we all can take out of that book, messages that maybe we learned 4 or 5 decades ago that it's good to go back and refresh from time to time. Thank you both so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
It's been a pleasure. The book is The Power of Childhood Dreams, second edition, Linda Hayher and Louise Blair. You'll find information, of course, and log on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.